The very well-loved chorale prelude by Johann Sebastian Bach, Sheep May Safely Graze. And that was beautiful playing by Daniel Vnukovsky, a wonderful Canadian pianist with an international career who's no stranger to the New Classical FM. He's been here to play for us several times in Zoomer Hall and has also been in studio to chat about his various projects, including the Collingwood Music Festival, which he founded. Now, it just so happens that Daniel is here with me in studio this morning. And it is, once again, to talk about his next project, which will involve getting a lot more familiar with our Classical FM listeners. Now, we've been teasing all week that we had a big announcement to make this very morning about who will be the new host of the Classical Jukebox. Well, I am thrilled to be the one who gets to formally announce on air that our new Jukebox host is none other than Daniel Vnukovsky. Starting Monday morning, he'll be taking your calls, playing your requests, sharing your dedications. And Daniel, it is also my privilege to be the one to formally welcome you to the new Classical FM.
Thank you, Kathleen. The ice has been broken.
I know, at long last, we've been waiting all week to share this news. As I mentioned, you're a world-class pianist, wonderful musician who loves music, loves to talk about music. This particular role is new for you. It was new for me once, too. I'm wondering, are you excited? What are you looking forward to?
I am absolutely thrilled and a little bit flabbergasted the last few days. Thank you, Kathleen, for showing me the ropes, showing me how everything works behind the scenes. It's a whole new ballgame. But it's super exciting.
How did this happen? How is it that you're coming into this chair?
Well, just literally 2.5 weeks ago, I got the call from none other than Moses Neimer about the position. Bill Anderson had recently announced his retirement. And of course, my relationship with the station has been growing wonderfully over the years. I can recall the second time I came to the station to give an interview. I just casually laughed and mentioned to the receptionist that I'm starting to feel quite at home here. And since then, it's been quite a journey through Idea City, where I gave a talk, and numerous performances at the Zoomerplex. And of course, with you, we had a wonderful, wonderful session.
Yes, I'd love to talk about that in a minute, actually, because I remember when we first met. But first, I just wanted to ask, you know, as someone who has been sharing music from the stage for your whole life, what does it mean to share music over the airwaves?
Well, I think pianists can be divided into two categories. And here I'm quoting the musicologist Norman Liebrecht, who once said that pianists are truly divided into two categories, eggheads and fruitcakes. So eggheads are the intellectuals, you know, the Glenn Goulds, the Alfred Brendels, and the fruitcakes are the very spontaneous ones, Martha Argerich, Ivo Pogorelich. And I don't quite know where I belong. I've always considered myself a little bit of an egghead, intellectual, but my wife calls me a fruitcake. So here we are.
I think a bit of both is a good thing.
And I think a little of both is good to have on
radio.
Yeah,
yeah. So, I mean, you know, you're no stranger to talking about music. You've done it from the stage quite a lot. Any thoughts about, you know, the difference so far? I mean, you haven't done it yet. You're going to start on Monday, but he has been shadowing me in secretly for the last few days. Any thoughts about radio?
Well, I am thrilled about this position. First of all, I really want to acknowledge Bill Anderson. He was my first interviewer here at the station. And I had just arrived on a plane from Vienna, Austria, to talk about exiled music, the exiled composers of the interwar period, a heavy subject. And I was given 4 minutes. We were to talk about it. And 8 minutes later, we kept going. And 12 minutes, they eventually had to cut us off because we were going overtime. But Bill Anderson was such a delightful host. He made everyone feel warm and welcome. And his energy was so positive. So he's someone I truly acknowledge. And it is an honor for me to take over his position, someone who's brightened people's days. And in that legacy, I want to continue. I look forward to our dear listeners' requests and seeing what our new music adventure holds ahead.
And like Bill, you're going to be broadcasting from our studio in Collingwood.
Yes.
Which is great. And you have obviously you have a long connection with Collingwood, but tell us a bit about that.
Yes. Collingwood has been home for many years now. I started the Collingwood Music Festival, restarted actually. It was running by Mr. Douglas Nadler from 2000 to about 2012. And it was certainly time with the new demographics in Collingwood to repilot that project, bring it back to life. And the response has been astounding. and Collingwood is experiencing tremendous growth. Real estate is in dire shortage with the amount of people flocking. So it's a wonderful place to settle now, and they're, you know, such a life change, you know, from the last 2 weeks, roaming the world, spanning five continents, performing. And now, you know, forging a new home in Collingwood. So,
well, you've got an amazing, I don't know, catalog of stories and experiences that I know our listeners are really going to enjoy hearing. So it's a wonderful asset to have you here at the station. And I do remember that first time we met, and you came here to talk about the music of exiled composers, and we did a whole feature of that on my show on Dinner Classics. And I remember your passion, the intellectual curiosity you had there, and the amazing musicianship. And we're actually going to share one of the pieces that we broadcast, you know, all those years ago on that feature, the Jongleur, a burlesque by Ernst Toch. Can you remind us a bit about this piece of music?
Oh, yes. My journey in the world of exiled music began with Walter Arlen, who's still alive today at the age of 101. And he introduced me to this whole world of music that was lost, forgotten during the interwar period. And it all started with a little coffee in Vienna, right next to the Stephansdom. And we had a long talk about music, about life, about some of the wonderful personalities he met. And I look forward to sharing these little tidbits over the course of the next few months, the things I've picked up on my journeys. And Ernst Toch is a contemporary, no longer alive, of course, but he ventured into the world of film music very quickly, and perhaps his best-known work is the Geographical Fugue, which I'd love to have played at the station. It's a new art that he invented called spoken word that turns into music, gesprochene Musik. So that's Ernst Toch, and here's a delightful little piano gem that he wrote around that time in 1930.
Okay, well, here is our brand new host of the Jukebox, Daniel Newkowski, playing the Jongleur.